I'm sorry to interrupt, but I can demonstrate something from that. Anytime somebody gives their call sign while we're waiting, anytime somebody gives their call sign, it's because they want to talk. Now, I don't know if you guys heard mine or not, but I said KI0RE and then waited. I had instructed Jan to start the recording at this time. So at straight up 7 o'clock because I like to get started because we got somebody coming right behind us. So I am sorry that I interrupted the conversation. Are there any final comments that you'd like to make to each other? The floor is yours.
No, sir. I muted out. The floor is yours. I have finished what I had to say, sir.
I yield, Bankster.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad. I appreciate it. I'm sorry for the rude awakening, and try and do it better next time. This is the NLA Hams Net. We have a few matters of business to take care of today, and we also would like to invite anybody who wants to chime in. First off, Jan, how many people do we have logged in right now to this call?
We have 9 at the moment, but gradually grows to about 18 to 20 here as we go along.
Now, some of those are people waiting to start the next call, and some of them belong here. So
They're all ours. We can claim every one of them. Because
okay. All right.
Starting about 10 or 15 after. They're just kind of slow getting here, you might say.
That's fine. Okay, but nets go on time. And that's what I try to do. And I apologize again for the getting in the way of your conversation. Didn't mean to do that. And it would have gone differently had I had we not been in this situation. Okay, this is the NLA Hams Net. Anyone is welcome to participate, whether you have a ham call sign or not. The ham call sign, if you have a call sign, please announce your call sign and your name. If you want to talk, and you might have to spell it phonetically, I want to get your call sign first, and then we'll go on with whatever comments you have, and the floor will be yours. If you don't have a ham call sign, you can still talk. All you got to do is give me your state and your first name, and I will take you just as if you had a call sign. This is something we do on the conference call, but we won't be able to do when we transfer this actually to a ham radio site. So I've been conducting this net now for several weeks. All of the recordings for all of these are up on the EOS, the COS page. So if you go to the committees and go to COS, or is it COS?
Just COS. You don't have to go to committees. It has its own title.
Okay, so you just go to COS. And if you scroll down, oh, about halfway, was it? Yeah, not quite halfway. Maybe a third or fourth down. There's all the ham meeting recordings, and I encourage anybody to listen to them. So I'm going to ask for business, and I do have one thing of business for me, and that is as we go through our initial check-in. Now, when you do a check-in, you're just announcing your state and your name or your call sign and your name. And if you have any business, we don't talk about it right then because we want all the check-ins to get done. But we want you to state if you do have business, I will make sure I come back to you and give you time to do your business. The business I have is that I scheduled my I got a conference room at the library. I scheduled it for the 21st, long before I knew I was going to do this this long, or that it was going to conflict. I didn't realize it.
Yep.
So I need a ham. I need a net control operator for next week. So if you want to volunteer, then please let me know. So I'll take check-ins now. If you have a call sign or not, please just let me know by your login, your check-in, I'd rather. And if two people talk at the same time, let me take one or the one that I hear, and then I'll get the other. We're going to be very polite on this net, and I appreciate it very much if you try to condense what you have to say down in the smallest possible time it takes to say it. And with that, I'll take check-ins. Please go now. Please call now.
Net control. Net control. I'm sorry.
Who was that first one?
I said net control, and then I just waited a second in case someone else spoke.
Okay. This is not a directed net. It's just anybody can talk. And since I called for it, all you got to do is give me your call sign and your name. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Tell me whether you have any business. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This is Kilo Whiskey 4 X-Ray Golf Wonder Ann, and I do have something to say, or business. Over.
Okay. Go ahead. Who's next? Go ahead.
This is Whiskey. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Whiskey what?
Whiskey Quebec, Tango Zulu, 711, Doug in Colorado, no business.
Thank you, Doug. Go ahead. Anybody else?
This is California Fred. I have a question.
Okay, I'm going to hold the question here for just a minute, Fred. Thank you very much. And there was somebody else back in there who started to talk about the same time as Fred. Go ahead.
This is Florida Greg. I have no questions. Over.
Thank you, Greg. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Pennsylvania, Jan. I don't have a question. I guess I have a comment later. Over.
Okay. Anyone else?
This is Jan in Kansas, and I don't have any business.
Thank you, Jan. Anyone else?
This is Bruce in Florida. I just passed my test last Saturday. Back to you.
All right.
Yay! Way to go, Bruce!
Yay!
We're happy for you. Let us know when you get that call sign. That'll be important. Any other check-ins? Okay. Hearing none, I'll just start making the rounds of people with business first. KW4XG, Wonder Ann, you have the floor. Go ahead.
I went to my first, this is KW4XG. I went to my first ham club meeting. Actually, it was my second one, but I got kicked out the first one. But this is my first one I wasn't kicked out. And it really was valuable insofar as they had a training. I learned something about KXG or something like that on the computer. And then we had on Saturday, we had a hobby fest. And the hams were there, and I saw how they set it up outdoors. That's the end of my comment. This is very valuable to get involved in a ham club because you'll learn different things as you go along. This is KW4XG. Signing off. Over.
Okay, back to net's fine. We're pretty informal here, and back to net would be just fine. Well, thank you, Wonder Ann. Congratulations. The key things to get this line took you less than a minute to say all that, and you got a lot accomplished. You got a lot communicated.
Cool.
And I would encourage everyone to go out, find a ham, and find when the club meets, and just go and talk to them. And if I could ask you one question, Wonder Ann, how could they kick you out of a ham meeting?
They did not like the fact that I used Wonder Ann. The president at that time became very Gestapo and wanted my real name, and since I wouldn't give my real name, I had to leave.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was very dictatorial. So enough.
All right. Let's see. I had one other person who had. Say Jan?
Gary, I think. Gary and Jan.
Yeah. Jan, did you have a comment you wanted to do? Do you want to make it later, or would you do it now?
Which Jan?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jan of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I guess I can make a comment now. I got a hold of that ham test online and started studying the in-between stuff last week. So I went in the ham, Nittany Valley Hams meet on Tuesday evening last night. So I went in at 6 and took the test for technician and general and passed both those. I didn't have time to study for the extra. I think maybe next month I'll try and do that. It turns out that that group is one of the oldest in the country, and they're having, I forget what they call it, CQ, something like that, where they get together and call all over the country, and they give out awards and plaques for the people that make the most number of contacts, like can you contact every a member in every county in the state, which would be kind of interesting. Some of our counties here in Pennsylvania, like other areas, are rather sparsely populated, particularly with hams. And I guess that's probably enough at this moment. Over.
Oh, well, congratulations, Jan. That's a wonderful thing. You went in and passed the tech and the general, right? Straight off the top. Congratulations. Well done. And I look forward to hearing your call sign. And, you know, they have all kinds of different awards that you can earn. And the Worked All Counties, which is the WAC, is one of them. And it's not only all counties in Pennsylvania, it's all 3,133 counties in the United States. And it doesn't matter how you work them, it's just, you could just go and get it. So anyway, that's good. Okay, those were the two. Now I'd like to go back up towards the top and get Doug, WQTZ711. You have the floor, sir. Is there anything you want to say?
No, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that my license is it's called a General Mobile Radio License. It's there's no test involved, just a fee, but you're limited to the GMRS frequency range. And that's about all I have to say. I'll yield.
And did you just find that out, or did you know that all along?
No, I've known that all along. I don't really plan. My whole preps have been based around the assumption that the power's going to go out for one reason or another, one way or another. And therefore, I mean, I would love to get into a high-end ham unit if I thought I could keep it running. But right now I'm just running the Baofangs, and they're well suited to the GMRS license that doesn't require a test. They just want your money. Over.
Okay, I can attest that almost every ham radio that needs a power supply separate runs on 12 volts. If you want to run out of the wall, buy a power supply for it. So I know a lot of people that charge a battery during the day, and they use the battery all night and do anything they want with it. So that's kind of the way it is. So,
but should we keep our gear in a Faraday cage? I mean, I don't know. It's just how I view things to come. And, you know, we all got to do the best we can with the resources we have. But I am glad to hear that NLA is promoting the radios that I use, and I know I can't reach across the world with them, but I can sure stay in contact with my people locally, and hopefully the EMP don't fry them. I yield.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's good to have a Faraday cage. You can make your own with a can, or just something that has metal all the way around, and you ground it, and it kind of, all of the big waves that go through, sometimes they won't hurt it. With the level of the wave you're talking about, an EMP, it could penetrate. I just don't know. It's different in every case, and I don't know how to figure it out. So that's something you might want to delve into and figure out. Should you keep a Faraday cage? Yeah, if you're not using your radio, keep it in a Faraday cage. Now, I say that, and I don't have a Faraday cage yet, so I'm behind the power curve. California Fred, you said you had a question.
Yes, this is California Fred. My question was, did they square away the ability to use debit cards, and are the ham radios being sold at NLA, are they programmed for the zip code of the area the person is in when they order it through NLA?
Okay, when you order it through NLA, they program it for the zip code that you're in to get you in your local area. It costs a little extra money, but if you're not into the technicalities of how to program one, I think it's a good deal, because somebody will need to do some research and get those things ready. So I kind of like endorsing that to help people overcome that. If you like to tinker and you can figure things out, the manual on the web, well, the World Wide Web, Bofang has a manual. You can download it and learn from that how to program it properly. And then if you get tied up, if you get connected with some hams, you can always have an Elmer says, oh, you just got to make sure this, 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 and this are right. It's kind of strange for the Bofang, but it does work, and the programming isn't too hard. Does that answer your question, Fred?
Partially.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Did they square away the debit credit thing on NLA so that you can purchase with a debit card?
Yes, they did. And Jan, you'd want to confirm that, or are they still having problems? Because I looked at it last night, and it was going to work. I just couldn't push the button because I didn't have the money yet.
Yes, they did get bank approval and so on and so forth. The hang-up was in getting the links to the bank and so on set up. So that's all done. If you go to the store right now, you'll see the Bofang, the 8-watt, sells for $69.75. And it says this product can be pre-programmed for emergency service in your county for an additional cost of $25. So you can buy it either way, with or without the pre-programming. And I think it was set up to do 10 to 15 channels for emergency services in your area, plus the four lower-end channels. What do you call those, Terry? They were to be included as well.
I don't know what the lower-end channels.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that is.
Okay. It's in the write-up that hasn't been posted yet.
Okay.
So we'll come back later and we'll be able to tell you exactly what it's called. But it looks like the store is up and running. You should be able to buy things. You should be able to buy them with a credit card without going to PayPal and so on. Over.
Fred, how's that?
This is California Fred. That answered my question. Thank you very much. I'm out. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, California Fred. We want to have you come on back whenever you can, and please stick around. Greg in Florida, you have the floor, sir.
Yes, sir. I do have a question now.
You need to get closer to your mic.
Can you hear me, Greg, any better now?
A little better, yeah.
Okay, I tried to donate on the Monday night meeting, and it wouldn't link through the PayPal. I don't know if that's fixed or not. But that's all I have.
Dan?
Yes, I was just trying to bring up the Monday night donation, or the monthly donation to see, but it looks like it's all set, so you can do it by the options. You can do it. Yep, that option doesn't tell me. It tells me this one here doesn't tell me how you can pay it yet until you go ahead and put in your amount and add it to your cart. And I think you should be able to go to checkout and you should be able to pay it either way, by credit card or by PayPal. I don't know. I've paid a lot of things by PayPal and I had not had a problem in the past. Over.
Okay, one question then. I tried to donate through PayPal, and all it would do is I would just it would log into my PayPal account, but it wouldn't give me the information from NLA.
When you pay by PayPal, you go to the site, put in your dollar amount, and click pay, and it'll go to take you automatically to PayPal. And you put in your information there, and then it'll take you back to the site. You don't start from PayPal. If that was what you were doing. Over.
No, I tried that and twice. And I donated before just as a one-time donation each time. And I tried the one-time donation again this time, and it just took me to my account. When I logged into my account, there was no information on how to pay you. So it was like broken at PayPal for your interface with your account. Over.
You want to work on it and we'll go on, Jan, or what would you like to do?
Yeah, I'm looking and I can't find an easy way to do that. I'll keep checking while you go on. Over.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. We'll come back to you and give you a chance before we sign off to where you can get an answer if Jan's got one, or if not, I think you're up to, let's try it one more time. I know it was a different way than the last time I tried to donate. And so you got to put it up and it goes into your cart, and then you got to go to your cart and say, okay, I'm ready to pay. And then it goes. So maybe you already did that part. We'll take care of it here when we get back around. Is that okay, Greg?
Yes, thank you. Out.
Okay. Jan, I assume you've already said what you wanted and you're working on something else, so I'm going to skip you and I'm going to go to Jan in Kansas. What would you like to tell us tonight?
Well, I just don't have really anything much to say. I'm just listening and learning, and the same as I said last week, each time that I'm on with you guys, it seems a little more doable to me. And so I do plan this coming week, well, next week coming up, to go to the library and see where there are ham clubs and how to contact them. So I'm getting that far, and I thank you, Terry. I'm out.
Okay, well, thank you, Jan. That's excellent. I hope you're successful with getting with some Elmers who can talk to you. And like I say, you're always willing, you're always welcome to call me at any time, and I will sit down and talk with you for a few minutes. And hopefully we can get you somewhere, somebody close to you that can talk to you on a daily basis if that's what you need.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think I found that most hams are willing to help people get into the hobby all over the place. They'll fall over themselves trying to help people. So keep going. I think you're doing the right things, and you're sounding great on the net here.
Well, thank
okay.
you, Terry. Over.
You're welcome, Jan. Bruce in Florida, you passed your first test. Congratulations. How does it feel, and do you have any questions or comments?
No, it was pretty easy. I mean, I had studied, and I knew all the questions, but I missed two putting the answers down. I don't know why, but you know, programming the Bofang, if you get the cable,
in the CHIRP program, it's easy. To do it by hand is very hard. But if you get the CHIRP program and the cable, it's easy. It almost, you know, a lot of the repeaters, it puts everything in automatically. And I'm getting connected up with, there's a whole bunch of local repeaters here, and I'm getting connected on them. But I can't talk yet, but hopefully by the end of the week or by next week, I should have my ticket and be able to talk. Back to you.
Okay, and that, excellent. Keep going. Yeah, some people would really rather just, for now, have the memories programmed on the radio and be able to listen in on all the conversations. And that's okay. I do encourage people to learn as much as they can. But, you know, programming the radio, there's ways to get around that. And having the $25 radio is one way to do it so that people don't have to learn how to program the radio. Now, all that does is remove a barrier to people who might see that as an issue, that they're never going to learn how to program it. That's okay. Get the license, get the radio, listen in. I think it's all good. And I'm glad that you got some questions. You only missed two questions? That's excellent. Having been a volunteer examiner, I think one of my credentials is still good. From two different places, missing only two questions is nice. I mean, everyone likes to ace the test and get them all right, but missing only two questions, that's fabulous. Where people usually, the number that they usually miss, it's kind of like a bell curve, and two is out on the tail of that thing. One is even less, and even less is the people get straight through. Now, usually people miss four or five questions. That's where the median is. So that's pretty good. And what he refers to, for everybody who doesn't know, is that the technician class test is only 35 questions long, and all you have to do is get 26 right. They are all multiple choice. And they're all in a book, one of the books that we suggested you get. And if you get one of the books that teaches the test questions are all in the back, and it will go through every one of them if you want and talk about it so that you learn it. If you just want to go through the questions, you can do that too. And then like Jan was talking about, he went, just got on the ham test, and on the net, didn't get by any books at all, and went through it. And I think Wonder Ann did that too. So, is there anybody who wants to add another thing? Please give me your call sign, and I'll give you permission right now. Is there anybody who wants to say anything else or has any more questions? Please call now.
Pennsylvania, Jan. I just walked through making a donation. And if you were having trouble with PayPal, you may be pleased because PayPal is no longer an option. You can send a check or money order or a credit card, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. But I don't see an option for PayPal anymore, so you should be all set. That should go through easily. I did attend the AM meeting after the exam. That was kind of interesting because the ham network is all about emergency stuff, but they did have, and I imagine all ham groups do have, a so-called emergency coordinator who is the emergency guy, and he keeps track of everything. And so I chatted with him a bit at the break and traded cards with him and stuff, and hopefully we can get something going with him. Like Terry said and Wonder Ann said, I did buy the books. I want the reference. I want to be able to go to it and look up things. But if you want to pass the ham exam, the most easy way, I would say, just get the ham test online and start going through it. I mean, I had, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 days where I had much time to go through it. And it's a very intelligent test. If you miss a question, it'll bring it back up again, maybe 5 or 10 questions further down. So you get a lot of repetition. And you can set how far it goes till it gives you the next chance to answer that question properly. I found it was an excellent training and then learning tool. And I think a lot of people might be a little afraid to take that 500-page book, scan through it, and figure out how to answer 400 or 500 questions. But if you do it either way, really, I would really recommend that you take the time, go through it, and get a license. I think it'll be well worth your while. Over.
Well done, Jan. Anybody else want to say anything? Please call now.
This is California Fred. I have another question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, California Fred.
These repeaters, are they hardened against an EMP attack? And
depends upon the repeater. Some of them are and some of them aren't. And I would say most of them are not, because they've got an antenna sitting up on a tower somewhere, and that feeds right down to their transmitter. So it's kind of hard to keep them totally isolated, because you do have to get the RF out and listen for RF on them. Does that make sense?
Totally, it makes sense. Is there some type of interrupter you can put on it so, like, if lightning hits it, it saves it?
Yes, they have lightning arresters that are in there. What they do is they shunt most of the voltage down to the ground, just like a lightning rod. And they usually have a small gap on them, so they're not connected all the time. And if you short that out, it'll short whatever signal is on there. Sometimes they will save your equipment. But after listening to people who have had lightning strikes, it is totally whatever the lightning wants to do, it's going to do. So you can put a few of those on. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. The idea is to make all your equipment grounded from the outside, so that it all goes to ground, that's an easier path for the electricity to take than the path through your radio. But I've seen guys with excellent shielding, and they still get nailed. So if the more shielding you have, the better off you'll be, but the lightning still will do what it wants to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does. Does a lightning rod help?
A lightning rod helps. I would, it helps to have a really solid ground. And there's many types of grounds you can use. You can actually use some water pipes for ground also. I've seen people who take a 1-inch or a 2-inch copper pipe, and they ram that into the ground with a hammer until it's just, there's just an inch showing, and it might be 6 or 8 feet down, and they fill it with water, and it just slowly works its way down. I took a 6-foot copper rod, and that was my ground. I pounded it into the ground for 6 feet, as far away from the house as I could stand, and then ran a very, very heavy braided wire, almost like battery cable. It was the flat type cable, and that was my ground. I've seen other people do other things, but yes, it's good to have a ground. The other thing that does is your waves, your radio waves, comes out of your antenna. The ground kind of is acting there as a reflector to reflect them back up, so you get a little bit better performance. Not fantastic, but a little better. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does. What about a ground plane?
Okay, a ground plane means that you're simulating the ground up on an antenna, and you throw out a few radials to simulate the ground. A lot of people with big rigs will swear that it takes 64 lines coming off, but you can do it on a more inexpensive antenna on the top of a tower. Just put some radials at the proper length and ground them to your coax, the shielding on your coax, or even run a wire down to ground, and you're raising that ground up to where it's at the bottom of the antenna. But I've also seen 4 50-foot towers or 60-foot towers, and he put rings around each tower, and he would solder a wire, and then he'd run it out, and all the wires were up about 8 feet, so he could walk under it and mow under it and everything like that. But he had this whole array of wires all over the place that was his ground network, and it worked pretty well for him. Make sense?
Yes, sir, it does. I guess I better mute out right now. California Fred out.
Okay. Well, thank you, California Fred. Excellent questions. Anybody else that would like to talk?
This is Pennsylvania, Jan. Again, another thing to consider, you mentioned lightning. I live out in the country, and we have, due to wind and all sorts of things, tree limbs falling on power lines, we have a lot of momentary outages. So I have a battery power supply to run my computer and so on. And if you have a transceiver that's powered off a power supply, you'll be hooked to the AC line so that whatever comes down the AC line can get you. With that power supply setup that I have, it has lightning arresters in it for anything you want to hook into it, whether it's 110 or it's your signal leads or whatever. And yet, with one nearby lightning strike, it wiped out the supply, the network, and the computer. And the only saving factor I got out of it is I got about a third of the price of the new computer out of it because it didn't save my computer. So be careful if you're using a battery supply, an AC supply instead of a battery. You are hooked into other things that can get you into trouble. So be forewarned. It's not just the ground on the antenna. And they also recommend in the book and in the quiz, when you're not using that antenna, that you ground it. Over.
Oh, excellent. Yes, they do recommend that, and I recommend it. I used to have a grounded window, and all of them went through that. And then I would just disconnect all of them and let them hang anytime there was lightning in the area. So, wait a minute. Is there anybody that wants to say anything else or has any more questions?
Does it have to be about hams?
No, it does not. Who's this?
Okay. I thought maybe we were at the end. I just wanted to tell Jan that I haven't been able to get – oh, this is Jan in Kansas, and I wanted to tell Pennsylvania Jan that I haven't been able to get a hold of Gary. And this
really?
Is Jan in Kansas out.
Right. Pennsylvania Jan, not too sure what to tell you. I'm pretty sure the number is right. I've used it several times, probably 3 or 4, to contact him, although occasionally I use Skype instead. Tell you what, I will contact him and have him email you so you can get together. Just a comment on a nice thing that I thought occurred about the ham meeting. We have a dairy store in town that has really good ice cream. And at the end of the meeting, it was suggested that everybody adjourn there for the obligatory ice cream social. And I thought that was kind of a fun thing. So, over.
Ah, excellent. And good advice, Jan. And did that answer your question, Jan in Kansas?
No, this is Jan in Kansas, and I wanted to tell Pennsylvania Jan that I don't have email, excuse me, but I've got Gary's phone number programmed into my cell phone. So if you would have him call me, I don't answer my phone if I don't know who's calling, but I've got him programmed. So if he wanted to call me, I'd love to talk to him. And this is Jan in Kansas out.
Jan in Pennsylvania, copy all that?
Yeah, PA Jan. I assume you're using the phone number you're using tonight?
Yes. Over.
Okay, PA Jan, I'll go ahead and give him your number and ask him to call you. Over.
Next week, you can use your call sign. Okay.
Hey, Jan, over. I'm certainly out.
Okay, I assume you guys are done. Okay, I just need one more thing. Who would like to try and conduct the TET next week? No volunteers?
PA Jan, I think Wonder Ann would be a natural for that sort of thing, having been kicked out of meetings, been in meetings, knows all about all sorts of things most of us never learn about. What do you say, Wonder Ann?
Yeah, what do you say, Wonder Ann?
Over. We're still here.
KW4XG, KI0RE, copy. We're not hearing her. We'll try and make contact between now and then and ask her if she'll do it. This is KI0RE. This has been the NLA Hamnet. Do we have any late check-ins?
Hello, this is KW4XG. I was muted.
There.
Yeah, I was muted, and I couldn't get unmuted, so I was going to volunteer. So thanks, Jan, for speaking up and putting it in there for me. I'll very much attempt it, and maybe, Jan, you and I and Terry can talk this week, and we'll focus on what we have to do for next Wednesday.
I'd be happy to. Thank you,
okay.
Jan, for volunteering.
Thank you.
Okay, any late check-ins?
California Fred with a question.
Okay, was there somebody behind California Fred? Hold your question just a second, Fred.
Yes, sir, will do.
No, this is Pennsylvania, Jan. I was just going to say I don't have anything further to add. Thank you, Wonder Ann. Over.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Fred. Your question, please.
Once we get this ham network stuff working, can we use this to set up committees of safety with the ham operators across America?
It's a little more involved and complex than that. The ham radio enables communications that you might not have otherwise. A committee of safety is for the protection and preservation of people and property and life in a local area, like the size of a county. Ham radio operators can help with communications in certain instances, say an emergency, but they don't really organize necessarily. Now, a ham operator can go and be the one who organizes the local committee of safety, but the idea is that ham radio operators know how to use radio to enable communications. And for some instances, that's very important. The Committee of Safety has a different purpose, and though you can use ham radio to organize it and have a whole bunch of hams starting to do it, at some point you need to have other people in there that do different things. And if you take a look at the Committee of Safety handbook, you'll kind of get an idea of what some of those jobs are. Does that answer your question?
This is California Fred, partially. What I was getting at is I know about the committees of safety. I'm a longtime listener. What my really question was is why not utilize everything we can to get as many people as we can to start committees of safety? I'm well aware that ham radio operators just want to operate radios and they're part-time and they'll join in when there's an emergency, but schooling them on committees of safety might be a wise thing to do. Out.
I think you can find your local club. I have found mine. I have talked to a couple of people in the club. They said, if you want to bring it up at the next club meeting, go ahead. So I'm going to try and do that. I think you could do the same thing. And I agree. Hams are excellent people to talk to about organizing a committee of safety. I think you're right on target on that. Anything else, Fred?
No, sir, that was it. I just wanted to explain my reason for being slow to answer is I have to skew the mic over. It takes a little time. It's like unmuting. Fred out.
Well, that brings up a good point, and that is that lots of times there's dead air out there, and it's not because anybody wants to have dead air. They want to be communicating and be efficient at it. But sometimes you have to wait for people to call. They have to reach over and grab their mic. They have to push a button. They have to wait for the radio to get where it can transmit, or they have to wait for the repeater to come up. There's a repeater here in Colorado that they suggest anytime you call or you key up on a radio, on that one of those radios, it activates an entire network across Colorado. So they say push your press to test switch, your press to transmit switch, PTT, and wait. Count 1-1000, 2-1000, and at the end of 2 seconds, the entire system is now activated, and nobody will miss a portion of what you have to say. And so sometimes you have to wait for the repeater like that. Sometimes there are people that are doing cross-band repeat. The repeater has to actually go off the air before it will let them key up. So some people, they have to wait until the repeater goes down. Well, sometimes it takes 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds for the repeater to go down, and that's the only time they can talk. So you get in the habit of letting somebody talk all they need, and you get in the habit of listening for them, and calling them again if you thought they might not have heard you. So that little test with Wonder Ann and getting unmuted and waiting for you to get ready to talk is a very good thing because you learn a little bit of patience. Okay, is there anybody else that would like to check in or has anything they want to say or ask a question about? Please call now.
WQTZ711, Doug in Colorado. I'm just wondering how we can best create a net. My understanding is from listening in on nets through the towers locally here, it's kind of about passing messages along to the next tower. And assuming the towers across the nation are broken, wouldn't it be beautiful if we could build a net even 5 to 20 miles from radio to radio and we can get messages spread across the nation at that level? Is that sane thinking or no? I'm out.
No, that's very sane thinking. And it is already done by the National Traffic System, NTS. You can look that up, especially on ARRL. There's a whole thing about how the National Traffic Service works and National Traffic System. And they are very, very formalized, and they will get a message letter for letter all the way across from one person to another anywhere in the United States and some a little bit outside the United States. So that's all doable, and it just has to be brought up. Now, with anything like that, you increase your chances of success by exercising that net on a regular basis. And once we all have HF, maybe that's what we'll do. I don't think we're there yet. So I encourage everybody to get their ham license and learn as much as they can, because any little bit you know will help furthering communications. And yeah, one county can forward it to the next county, which can forward it to the next. If there's somebody listening over there at the right time, that still all needs to be worked out. Stay up with the ham radio plan. See what you think. I encourage everybody to read that ham radio plan now that it's up. It's on the, I think it's on the COS. Yeah, Emergency Communications Plan Ham. It's on the COS pull-down menu on the blue banner. And you can go up there, read that whole thing, and see what you think for next week. Next week, Wonder Ann, KW4XG, will be conducting the net, and I'll let her and Jan work together to deliver it, and I'll be somebody on the side just like y'all tonight who will be on for a few minutes, and then I've got to go to my meeting. Okay, I'm going to close now. It's been about 51 minutes since we started.
Yeah.
You guys have been excellent. Thank you very much, and we hope that other people can go ahead and check in next week as you get to hear it and you get used to what it sounds like, that you go ahead and check in. So this has been the NLA HamNet. I am KI0RE, and the net is now closed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all very
much. Awesome being here. Let's spread the news on this net, because I can really see it being really valuable if there's a lot of people involved.